Green Wilma by Ted Arnold. When you hear this sound, it's time to turn the page. One morning, Wilma woke up green, and much to her surprise, she sat up on her bed and croaked and started eating flies. She washed, she dressed, she combed her hair. She quickly made her bed. She hopped down to the breakfast table.
"Pass the bugs,"
she said. "Green children should not go to school," she heard her mother fuss. But out the window, Wilma jumped and rode off on the bus. In class, Green Wilma tried, but simply couldn't keep her seat. In gym, while playing dodgeball, Wilma never could be beat. In art, the kids thought being green was absolutely great. But teacher said the green must be from something that she ate. At story time, poor Wilma felt so hungry she could cry. And then she saw on teacher's nose a tasty little fly. She chased it all around the room and up and down the hall and through the lunchroom. That's the place that flies love best of all. The principal yelled, "Stop her! She should know we have a rule that children aren't allowed to munch on flies while they're in school." Then out the door, Green Wilma hopped into the hills beyond. And finally, she caught that fly up over Miller's Pond. Wilma landed in the water with a noisy splash. She met a very hungry fish and woke up in a flash. Then she recalled the words they teach to every little frog.
"When you dream, be careful that you don't fall off the log.